And Kevin, guys playing pretty well right now, and you get a couple nice wins this week, a couple conference wins over Higginsville and Carrollton. Talk about those games.
Yeah, we like where we're at right now. Like you said, we're kind of getting things together and playing well. And you know, Tuesday night was a good test for us. We played Higginsville at home, and you know, they gave us everything they wanted, everything we wanted for 3.5 quarters, and we hit a three at the buzzer, I believe, at the end of the third quarter to put us up 3 going in the fourth, and then we were able to kind of make some things happen in the fourth and, you know, create a little distance. But they definitely gave us a big test and, you know, kind of kept us on our toes. And then Thursday we kind of, you know, we had a chance to get an outright conference title, and we went to Carrollton, and you know, our guys did a really good job of getting focused from the start and having a great first and second quarter, and you know, we're kind of able to get out of there with a good win.
And who played well for the Spartans this week, Kevin?
Well, you know, it always kind of starts, you know, our Florida general, Deontay Marquez, our senior point guard, is, you know, always kind of the guy that gets us going, and, you know, we rely on him to do a lot of things. You know, he's our leading scorer, distributes the ball well, and, you know, also one of our better perimeter defenders. So, you know, he had a good week against Higginsville and Carrollton, but to add to that, you know, our bigs have been really playing well lately, and that's kind of what's kind of got us, I think, to a little bit of the next level from where we were a few weeks ago. We got a sophomore post, Keyshawn Elliott, and a freshman post, Jack Dudes, who have just been, you know, playing really well. They work really well with each other. They're rebounding well, and, you know, they've both been getting around 15 to 20 points the last 4 or 5 games. So, you know, those three guys have been kind of providing our offense for us. And we just got a bunch of other guys that are doing a great job of filling in their role. You know, a couple other starters, Kane Pearson, doesn't get a lot of recognition for his scoring, but, you know, he's always got the task of taking on defending the other team's best player. And, you know, Lane Cavanaugh, other starter, just provides a lot of energy, and then we're getting some good help off the bench. So, you know, those guys have done the scoring, but it was just kind of an all-around team effort.
You talked about your senior, Deontay Marquez. No doubt about it, he's a real deal, one of the best players around. Is he planning on continuing playing basketball at the college level?
Yeah, well, that's the plan right now. It's kind of whatever works out better for him. He's also, you know, really successful in track and field as a triple jumper and a long jumper, so kind of whatever situation works out best for him, but that's definitely in the future plans, yes.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, your record, I think, is 22-3 right now. You've won 10 games in a row, and congratulations. This is the third year in a row that your Richmond Spartans have won the MRVC East Conference title, so good job by you and your kids.
Yeah, thanks, and, you know, it's been a fun ride, and, you know, a lot of it's just, most of it's attributed just to the kids we have. We've got a lot of talent, but, you know, talent doesn't get you everywhere, but these kids, not only they're talented, but they're a great group to be around. You know, they're a great group to coach, and it's just a blast being around them every day.
Okay, well, you got district starting this next week. You go up to Chillicothe. You start on Tuesday night. Chillicothe's the number one seed. You're number two. The three seed, the Higginsville Huskers, and the four seed, St. Paul. So that's going to be a very tough district. You opening up against Lexington, and you beat the Minutemen, I think, last week. But a couple, 3 weeks ago, they beat you in Lexington. So this will be kind of the rubber match, and you play them on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, they've got our attention for sure. You know, they've had an up-and-down season, but we know they're very talented, and they proved that when he went to their place, like you said, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, you know, even last week when we played them at our place, ended up 18, but it was one of those games where, you know, they were within striking distance the whole way. So it's a team that, you know, I think just by the way our two games have gone, our guys definitely aren't going to overlook them. And, you know, we know we're going to bring our A game, and, you know, it starts at the defensive end because they've got some talented offensive players.
Kevin, enjoy the visit. Appreciate the call. Congratulations on that MRVC East Conference Championship district play coming up this week. And, hey, we'll have one more program next week, so give us a buzz next Friday night. We'll talk Richmond Spartan basketball again.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.